see red, red, red. Whatever happened to that song?
It's there.
It went crazy for like a minute.
Women stopped removing their clothes to show their bare backs.
Is that what they were using the song for?
And they're sitting in chairs doing like this.
It was amazing. I liked that song. I'm going to bring that song back.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
What's up?
Hello.
I'm bracing myself for today's episode.
I brought my inner monk.
Oh my God. I think we do need him today, actually.
I am Ram.
Ram?
Ram.
Nice.
Like in rom-com.
Okay, cool.
I used to be a banker on Wall Street.
You just changed who you are.
I gave it all up, and now they call me Ram Ram.
Are you Indian or are you like Western?
I identify as a turtle.
Oh, okay, cool. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Ram Ram to you.
Ram Ram to you.
Well, my name is Ram.
Okay.
So you would have to say Ram Ram Ram.
Ram. Why?
This is Timmy.
That's Timmy.
Do you have something to say, Timmy?
Are
Hello?
We... Are we going to do this? We're having puppets on our show now?
Hello. My name is Timmy.
You know we can all see your mouth moving, right?
My mouth is stitched shut. What are you talking about?
When did this become like a cartoon show?
Oh. Cartoon man.
But when did this become like a kids show with puppets?
When people started saying you are fat on the internet.
Yeah. People are saying that.
It's crazy.
Timmy.
Okay.
They didn't directly say that. Let's give context.
Let's give some context. So the topic for today is mean things people say on the internet about us.
It's crazy.
I don't know why we're going down this rabbit hole because...
It's for you.
It's for me?
So you can face your demons.
Oh, I have demons?
If you face your demons...
Yeah.
You will set them free.
Oh.
You will see the light.
Are you a different character
joy.
Now? You're a different character. Welcome back to another episode with us.
You did that already.
I know. I'm telling them if you like what
you
see,
you want to free your
hit
soul.
Hit that
Sheena.
Subscribe button and turn on your notifications if you want to join
hit
us.
Hit it twice if you're a hater.
Hit it twice if you're a hater.
Then you'll unsubscribe after you subscribe.
Yes.
Lorelai.
Yes.
Why did you say today we should read all the mean things they say about my wife on the internet? So, what were you saying about steering up the pot for views?
For
Share
everyone
with the
to
people.
This actually was not my idea.
I don't think it's for the views. I don't think it's for the views.
No, not at all. No.
So before we jump into this, I want to say two things because we actively avoid reading comments that are kind of on the nasty side just because it's not necessary. It's
how
like,
can you avoid them? How do you know if they're
like
nasty?
When I see that there's some, I don't go in
when
and
it
read
starts
them.
Going nasty.
Yeah, I just keep scrolling. Or sometimes, like if I know that something might be getting more nasty comments than nice comments, I won't even go into the comment section. I really, really actually like reading like the lovely comments that we get because it makes me realize that there's a really nice purpose to what
You're
we're
selective
doing.
Selective reader of
I am a selective reader and I'm completely okay with that.
5-star reviews only accepted.
No. I'll do 4 stars also. I can take criticism. I have absolutely no problem accepting that I do not know everything about everything. Like I'm human. And so I choose to read comments that are nice because I want to... I feel good knowing that what we're doing and what we're putting out to you guys is really helpful and really positive. And of course, if you have some commentary, that's fine. I'm not shutting out criticism. But I will tell you, for people that go in and leave like just not nice comments, there's a person on the other side. And as strong as that person might be, like there's a real human being that's reading that stuff. And I know that we put ourselves out on the internet and the answer to that could be like, well, you chose to put yourself out on the internet, so you opened yourself up to this. And yes, we did. yes, we accept that we've done that, but there is also somebody on the other end of that. So just think about that before you put a comment like that up. The other thing that I want to say is that you and I, we try to be a little piece of the internet that is real. Like as real as we possibly can and authentic as we possibly can be. And so that comes with us showing vulnerability and it comes with us being, you know, honest with each other, with ourselves, with our personal lives. And so
Did you not read the show notes for this show before starting?
Which is what?
I think you missed the whole thing.
Which is
We're
what?
We're going to make fun of the comments.
I know.
I don't think you're crying over...
Oh, you're crying.
No,
you
I'm
don't
not.
Even understand.
My stupid eye is still
yeah,
watering.
On the other no, side. What's wrong with the other eye?
Can we talk about what?
No, okay. No, no.
I don't know. I'm not doing this episode. This is this is supposed to be...
I know.
I don't even... Where you give this disclaimer of like, oh, I'm on the
no,
internet.
No, I'm not giving a disclaimer.
No, I really just want to tell people like... Yeah.
You
want to
cry also?
No, I just want to actually.
Oh, where's the producer? I want to see her. I like how she looks I like her voice. Yeah.
No, I did notice. So when we were prepping for this episode, yeah. We're going through the comments just to find some that were, you know, not so nice to basically read out loud. And that was like going to be, you know, the topic of this podcast. But I did notice a shift in your energy and your mood, Sheena. And that's like...
She's crying. What do you notice?
But
what
this side sleuth? Of my eye has been watering.
Way to go, detective.
No.
I noticed when you were crying, your energy came down. Okay.
But I just want to say that like, this
I like
is
how you're
real.
Wiping one eye and the other one's leaking on its own too. And you're like, oh yeah, this one also has mascara problems.
Guys.
And I love, you know what I'll say seriously?
Is this serious? I can't tell.
No, this is serious. The fact that you gave that whole disclaimer
yeah.
and
what
you
disclaimer?
Said there's like people on the other side who are reading your comments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're so genuine and like pure
yeah.
that you don't think the world includes people who say things just because they're hurting.
And they're miserable.
They're
yeah,
broken.
Yeah, I do get that.
No, you don't get that
I
because
totally
you're giving
that.
Everyone equal footing. You don't get that because if you understood that, you would understand that what we're about to read, the whole point of doing this episode is to explain that there are people out there who are broken.
Yeah.
And they're welcome to do what they want and I wish them the best.
Yeah.
You instead are saying, here, you have a loaded gun.
Yeah.
I'm telling them you're holding a banana and you're walking around.
I
didn't realize you're going to start weeping because user 479 said you look fat today.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay, we're going.
Where's the signboards?
What signboards?
Hello? What? Who's that?
Where are the comments?
Oh, Lauren has all the comments.
Okay, so you're going to read it out?
So
how's this going to work?
Go ahead.
You're gonna text
I'm ready
it
for
to
this.
Me?
No, I will read them. But I'm just saying, this episode is about, we're just going to read the comments that are the hate comments and just talk about them.
Yep.
One of the comments,
are we going to put them on the screen?
No, because we don't want to show the names, do
Why?
We?
Why?
Actually, yeah.
Put it on the screen.
Yeah, Derek and Darren and...
Yeah, put them on the screen.
Angel and...
Miss
Stefan.
Someone was no one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. I'll find you.
Okay.
No one. Anonymous. No one. Okay.
No one.
Okay,
no
go ahead.
No one. No one.
Let's go.
Okay, so someone said he's the golden goose.
You're
gold.
You're a golden goose.
I'm a goose?
But I'm a goose too. I'm a golden goose.
What does
goose.
That mean? I hate those shoes. They're not comfortable. That's probably because they were yours and I tried to wear them. They're two sizes too small. Overpriced.
Yeah.
They dirty the shoes before they send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story? They think they like me more than you?
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not.
So what? That's the mean? This is the...
Well, there are people that think that you hold the channel.
Of course. And yeah. There are people that think you do.
Yeah.
Very normal.
Yeah. And I think that we are very good at complimenting each other. And you don't have to see that. You don't have to agree with it.
I don't know. This is going to be boring if that's the worst they've got. Can you get something a little bit more?
Okay.
Intense?
This one...
I feel
just
like she's holding back a little because you
no,
keep
I'm
touching
just going.
Your makeup.
It's going.
In order. Someone said her face is looking a little puffy.
Oh, there we go.
So ridiculous.
Your face is looking puffy, bro.
You know, we have nice new cameras. Maybe this camera is adding 10 pounds.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Have you been using your gua sha?
Gua sha?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
That's why.
Because it's making me puffy?
The first month of gua sha. The lymphatic nodes expand.
So you know what this means? You have to send me for like lymphatic drainage massages.
No.
Yes.
It means you can look however you want to look.
This is true.
You don't have to send you anywhere. If you want to go, you can go.
Yeah.
I want to go with you.
Yeah, you guys can go. You can go, but If someone says your face is looking puffy,
it might be.
You might, your face might actually be looking puffy.
Yes.
We have nothing better than this. This is the worst hate we get on the internet. No, someone I said know. Your face is puffy. Turn it up a notch.
Okay. Miss Kitten, I'm saying the name. Miss Mitten Kitten.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, I'm frustrated with him. I get it. He's kind of trying. However, he will never, ever understand. I can't finish this episode. It infuriates me and makes me sad. He just doesn't and will never understand.
Like life?
The I don't episodes. Know. You guys sent these to me. I'm not going to lie.
I don't appreciate the way you guys are talking to the people. I'm sorry, Miss Kitten. I will try better.
To understand?
To understand.
What don't you understand?
Please, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Next.
Okay, I'm just going to run
through. Maybe you don't understand a particular situation we were talking about.
Maybe, but I'm sure you and I discussed it after the microcosm of our lives that is this video.
Yeah.
As long as you understand, I don't care what Miss Kitty City
What, thinks. That I understand that you understand?
No, whatever the issue is.
Yeah.
If we have an issue, we talk about it.
Yes.
I don't not need the always internet on this podcast. To agree or not.
Yes.
But I did fail you.
When?
I didn't identify your puffiness that day. So I'm glad Potato 12 is here to tell you that you were looking puffy that day.
Right.
Now, what if that person's like a doctor who deals with allergens?
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? You're looking puffy. And you took that seriously. You went and you checked. And you're like, oh, crap.
I'm allergic to...
Or you're just, you know, the seasons are changing.
Yeah.
It's your hay fever.
Yeah.
Well, he refuses to show his face and just puts a bald eagle instead. So maybe if he did, we'd be able to comment on it. But if you...
But I don't want to comment on his puffiness.
I do.
I don't know if... I have to follow Lauren his trajectory.
I'm just to town. If you can dish it, then
yeah.
I don't know. I agree on the with internet, that. It's I have like no public. Problem. I don't know.
But the thing is, you have 0.02% hate on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like you have less hate than anyone ever that I've ever seen on the internet. So I wouldn't pick fights with people who have the audacity to leave bad comments because they'll rip you apart. All they have to do is go on every one of your videos and say you look puffy. They're going to knock you out for a week.
I'll do it for you.
I have never, ever commented to anybody on a nasty comment.
I know. I think I could make an entire series of commenting on nasty people.
Yeah.
Just for amusement.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really mean to be mean with them.
Yeah.
But if it's like an intellectual battle, I'll take them on.
Yeah.
But I don't do it because if they retaliate,
yeah,
it's going to ruin the peace in my house.
Yeah.
If I could preserve it just for me,
yeah,
I could have, I would actually enjoy it.
Making
can we make
comments?
A video just on the Trid page like mm-hmm. like give me nasty comments like just fight with me. I want to fight with you.
Why do you want to fight with people?
Because it's fun.
I don't want to fight with people. You, that's not the point of
they
our
don't
channel.
Mean it. It's not that our is, channel. My channel is for
no,
fighting. I want
our,
a fighting
you
Trid
and I,
channel.
That's not the point
yes,
of our
not,
lives.
This is a very safe space. Ram Ram comes here. But Fighter Trid wants his own. I want to go box with
so
the haters.
So start a new channel.
Yeah. Can you start one?
Sure, I'll take
F
all the heat.
Trid.
Give Lauren the heat. No, please don't.
Okay, next one.
Trid is hurting inside, and that's why he's saying the things he's saying. That's his way of crying out loud. Are you upset?
Are you sad?
Who said that? I need names. Does I make it personal?
Seer Nation.
Yeah, Nation knows me.
Seer Nation?
That Seer Nation and I have been communicating online for a long time.
Has he ever seen any of our videos?
It's a they, them.
Oh,
yeah,
and
get okay.
They, we, me and they,
yeah,
we,
me and them,
were they,
yeah,
were they
almost
decided mm-hmm. that this would be the moment to tell you,
yeah,
how I feel
that you're sad inside.
They are sad inside.
What does it have to do
they
with them?
Are sad.
What about you? Are you sad inside?
No,
no,
I'm quite content.
Yeah,
do you get sad?
Yeah.
I think we all get sad.
I get sad sometimes when people say mean things.
Do you really?
But only people I know.
Hey.
Not internet people
yeah.
who are in their basements. Well, how come all the dumb people in stories are in their basements?
I actually
can't
don't
there
know.
Be some trolls that sit on the second floor and look out their window?
Yeah.
If you're a troll,
tell us
please
where you
go
are.
Upstairs.
Or tell us where you
just
are. Where are you trolling
sunlight.
From?
If you're sitting in the basement for so long, no wonder you're sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad sometimes.
Yeah, we all get sad.
But I don't make jokes to hide my depression.
No,
I drink for that.
Can you tell me why you make jokes or tell them why
I
you
love
make
making
jokes?
People laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, you know that?
I know that.
I like a giggle here.
Like that's
there.
Your job or your not job, but the role that you have assumed in this relationship is to make our family laugh. And the role that we've all assumed is to laugh, to just accept that.
I think we do a lot more, all of us.
That's
part of it.
Yeah, but you are, like, you come to life when you are making your people laugh.
When do you come to life?
I come to life when I'm laughing with you, like when you and I are on the same page. And I think I come to life when I'm creative.
Next one. Do you women realize 90% of fights are caused by your incessant need for unnecessary drama and selfish behaviors?
Yeah.
Okay, Zach.
Yeah. Both of you.
Who?
Stirring pots. The women.
The two of us?
All of the women. Zach said it. It's true.
Yeah.
Zach, tell him again.
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah,
I forget what I said.
Told you. You guys are causing drama all day, all the time.
It's true.
I didn't want to say it, but now Zach has said it.
Yeah.
Talk to Zach.
I don't know Zach.
We'll see.
I don't want to talk to Zach.
You guys aren't even saying anything to Zach.
Zachary, he said you guys are
causing...
Yeah, take a hike. Sorry.
Take a hike.
I like hiking.
Peace and love, Zachary, but take a hike. Okay.
What does that mean, take a hike?
Go for a walk. Get some fresh air. Why is that?
That's not insulting.
Like, get out of here.
Like, scram, kid.
But those are all not nice. Like, those are fine things to say to someone.
Like, get out of here?
Yeah, I told my boss the other day, hey, you want to take a walk?
But that's different. Like, that assumes that you might be walking with him.
No,
or
then
just...
I said, don't let the door hit you in the backside.
Do you require some fresh air?
Oh, this is a great
Another
one.
Another good one is Anita Breathmint.
That's terrible.
We should tell everybody that.
Have you done that?
No.
Don't do that.
Let's do that. Let's just go to the mall and anytime you go to a vendor, just be like, hey.
You want a breath mint?
Want a breath mint?
Or
and then put
no,
a mask on.
Here, this here, you need a breath mint.
Oh, is, need is even better.
Really mean.
That's awful.
Why don't
yeah.
you give them the breath mint and then when they take it, you kiss them?
What?
Because that they'll be shocked. They'll be like so angry and be like, wow, that was great.
No. Don't kiss vendors.
Yeah, this don't is kiss for, strangers. For guys, views. Don't ever kiss a stranger.
Kiss strangers for views. Story.
Please don't kiss a stranger.
Unless they have a van with candy, then it's okay.
No.
Yeah, a white van, unmarked.
Yeah.
Is it weird if we want to get you something and you can use your own name as the discount code to get it for cheaper? Is that odd? That you get 20% off if you use your name. Now, let me tell you what it is. You tell me if you're interested or not.
Is it from Cozy Earth?
Yes.
I like their products. I'd be really happy with any product from Cozy Earth.
They
and
have
I'm happier for
now.
You if you get a discount.
They have robes. I'll tell you what they told me to say.
Okay.
Who creates the comfort that makes a house feel like a home?
Is
what
it moms?
What would it feel like to give comfort instead of just saying thank you?
Is it for moms?
How do you thank someone for 1,000 small moments?
Like moms?
That's moms.
Aww.
An authentic nod to mothers.
I'm not sure what's happening with the accent, but I really like the things that you're saying. I want
you know what
you...
I like even more?
What?
Their 100 night sleep drive.
I love this. I think you should get me a robe. I'm into it. If you want to get your mom or wife one of these fancy robes, let this Mother's Day be a reminder that she deserves care too. Discover how Cozy Earth turns everyday routines into moments of softness and ease. Head to CozyEarth.com and use my code Sheena for an exclusive 20% off. And if you see a post-purchase survey, be sure to mention you heard about Cozy Earth right here. That's code Sheena for an exclusive 20% off.
And they have luxury slippers too.
Because home starts with mom.
Okay, next up, next one. Yeah. It's maybe not my place, but I can't be the first one to suggest that Trid might be neurodivergent, right? Not only do the constant interruptions and off topics read as obvious ADHD, but the give me the list conversation is autistic versus neurotypical if I've ever heard one. I have both, so this is very relatable.
So
they're always trying to recruit me.
Who?
The ADHD community of America.
Divergent community?
They're always after me. I get recruiter calls every day. Hey, do you want to meet your people? It's like being born.
Yeah.
This is how Tarzan felt.
What?
Tarzan thought the animals were his family.
Yeah.
Then the humans came and said, hey. You're one of us. Get up off your hind legs and come join. I want to go
you
to
know,
a meeting.
You know, there's a lot of people.
Do they? Is it like the, you know, like the Jehovah's Witnesses?
No.
They like go from door to door.
No.
They preach.
No, there's
where
a lot
the,
of people.
Where are
that,
the neurodivergent
listen,
people? No one comes to my door to check me and tell me.
There are a lot of people that have ADHD
yeah.
that are
me
diagnosed
too, maybe.
Later in life.
And I want to know.
It's possible that you have it, but yeah. whatever, it's working for
well,
you.
Well, I want to know though. No one's coming. They're just like this secretly sending.
Do you want
sending,
to go get checked?
I want them to come to the house and recruit me.
I do not.
I'm not going to go. I'm too talented to go. Real talent gets drafted. The coach comes to your house. I'm not going to go. I'm not a walk-on. I'm a first star one recruit. I'm going to D1 ADHD school.
You know, maybe if we gave you like a little medication, you might be higher functioning.
What will
functioning.
I do?
I don't know.
Where am I
maybe
not functioning?
Help you focus a little bit.
I focus great. But I want to know why they're not actually coming to recruit me.
Because it's not a thing.
It should be.
It's not a thing.
Someone better recruit me because I'm available. I'm on the fence. I could do, what did she say? I could be autistic. I could be ADHD. I could be, I don't know, not.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back ADD.
Yeah.
You're not using that.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of years. We could bring back the ADD movement. I could be your poster child.
Yeah.
No, you're. Like, I think ADHD is more your wheelhouse.
How are you so familiar?
Because I struggle with, I suffer with.
Which one you have now?
The hyperactive one.
You have the hyperactive one.
As do you.
She's Hence recruiting me. Have, they sent a recruiter.
That's why I work for you guys.
A recruiter in the house.
Is this your comment?
Oh my God. You're in? What commission do you get
are
if
you
I sign up?
Are you user 6254?
I no, can't believe she just did this. This is a multi-level marketing scam in the ADHD community, and she's going to get recruits from me. She's going to get 6% of all my sales. If you're also ADHD, join my community. Lauren will get paid on us, but that's okay.
I think all three of us, honestly, have a little bit.
You also have ADHD?
I don't know. I have no idea.
How come no one recruits her? It's always me. Because you don't interrupt.
Because I make lists.
You don't interrupt.
But I make tons of lists.
Yeah, but that's not enough. You can't just have one thing and get recruited. Okay. You're crazy. You need the whole slate.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I'm very happy with how we function, whether we are neurodivergent or not.
Since when do people use this thing of functioning? What is that?
Like
what?
There's a level of how you function. Like
you function?
I am function.
She is function. She can't even speak. So no, she doesn't function.
I was reading the next one.
Carry on.
I love this ADHD thing.
Yeah.
I have no problem being ADHD.
Me neither.
Like when people say things like that, I'm like, okay, these are titles that don't always exist. You go to Germany, you go to India, you go to China, they have different views of what these things mean.
Yeah.
And it's so tied into your medical system and everything else. There are people who are going to hit these definitions under the DSM, whatever the number is now, to the T.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have flavors of things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, Joey is a pain in the in the class of 25 kids, maybe we should pop Joey with a little pill.
But listen.
Let's give Joey a pill.
Listen,
yes.
There
and Joey's
are people,
like, oh, I can see the matrix
people
now.
That have, they find a lot of benefit from taking a little medication. And that's
I would,
what,
you don't think I would focus better if you gave me medication to focus?
I don't know. I think you focus just fine.
But I would focus better.
Maybe.
Of course. What do you mean maybe? It's made for that.
Yeah.
Well,
so you
not
would.
All people with ADHD issues with focus.
I know,
some people
but
have hyper-focus even. There's a lot of variation.
And sometimes the medicine doesn't necessarily, it's not worth the benefits that you get from it. You also have like, there are other side effects that
constipation?
Just. Constipation? I don't know what the side effects are. I've never taken this medication, but some people feel foggy, I've heard, or that.
Constipated?
I don't know if constipation
how you
is
know foggy?
Because I've heard that they can get
have
foggy.
Have you ever heard constipation?
No, I haven't heard.
Okay, on to
check
the next.
Check your sources.
On to the next.
I don't know if constipation is.
I'm just going back. If you want to recruit me, you better put in the work. Other
Do not
teams
come
are
to
looking
our
to recruit
house.
Me. You want to recruit me?
Yeah.
I have the okay, Aries community that's trying to recruit
which
me.
Which one?
Aries.
What Aries?
I don't know. Astrologers. They're coming for me hard these days. I'm willing to go to the ADHD people, the astronomer, the astrology people.
Yeah.
There's a third group.
Of who?
I won't say. But I'm in the market looking for a new team to connect forces with.
What's our next comment?
Trid-DHD.
Oh my God.
It even works.
I know. Okay. On to the next. Let's I had care. To. I was holding
yeah,
on to
that's
that
That's a good one.
Okay.
Man, that gives you a
I know.
Real head edge. Start, people.
Yeah. Okay.
Focus. Take your pills. Come give
no,
me some,
no
too.
Pills. No, we don't
pills.
Need to. Yeah.
I want
or
the focus pills.
Whatever works for you, but it's also do what's best
you guys,
for you.
You guys, this is why the show works.
What?
Because you're all very sensitive.
Yes.
You're also scared. Oh, we said something.
You are
I'm okay
not.
Saying it.
No, but that's good. That's
yeah, I'm not medicated yet.
Yeah, exactly.
If I say a lot, maybe I'll get some.
Okay.
Jordan Smith said boring.
Yeah. Which episode?
Who's boring? You or me?
I don't know. Just the whole life is boring.
The podcast, they said, is boring.
Why is he listening?
That's a good question.
He's watching, actually.
Well, it's kind of okay,
why is he watching if he's bored?
Yeah, it's kind of like me when I have to watch a show with you that you've been watching for 15 years.
Okay.
Like, he probably has someone who's making him watch.
And also making him type boring?
No, he's like, this is boring. Because okay. He's forced to watch. Uh-huh. So he's like, hey, this is boring.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. That must be it.
I mean, why would someone who finds something boring sit there and watch it and type boring? Yeah. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
So it must be a better reason.
Yeah.
So he's forced to watch. I think he's
in
jail.
I'm so sorry. What's his name? Joshua?
No, Joshua Jones.
I honestly forget. I deleted that comment.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, it is boring, bro. Yeah. It's boring sometimes. It's true. We have to acknowledge that. Maybe we're in a boring moment.
Maybe.
Bro, stick around. We got something funny coming next week.
Also, we're not trying to fake stuff for views. I know someone said, oh, now they're looking, they're just like grabbing at straws or whatever to find whatever is interesting. But like, no, some episodes are not going to be like the craziest episodes. Yeah. It's real
this
life.
This is real life. Real, like, we talk about every stuff day. That's happening yeah. in our lives.
Was that the phrase gripping at straws? What was that?
Grabbing at straws. Grabbing it's at okay. Straws. Your focus is shot today.
Guys, I'm working on a Saturday. Guys, help
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know.
They've literally held me hostage here. Okay. Next one.
She literally comes. What do you do for work today? Oh, I put a diaper on a doll.
It's a sloth. And it's a sloth. Spectacularly.
Yeah. And it's actually a bully now.
It's beautiful.
A bouncer.
People will.
How do you describe what you do for work?
Content, social media,
management. Oh, that's
management.
What you say? You don't actually say what you do. Like, oh, today I bought a Japanese stick that does wah, 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 wah when you press it at the shop.
Yeah, it's under an umbrella.
Yeah. Or a
it's
croissant.
Hard to explain,
or Zara
right,
calls them croissants.
Yeah. Okay, someone said, this is very interesting. Sheena not putting effort to learn Hindi is a turnoff.
Yeah. Hindi mein bola?
Kyun?
Kya bolti tu? Hey.
Kya main bolu?
Sun.
Suna.
Hati mein khanda la. Is that right?
Kya karu aankhon mein khanda la. Yeah, it's such a turnoff.
It's a turnoff. Every time I come to the bed
yeah.
and I say, hey, Sonia. And you respond in perfect Spanish.
Yeah.
I leave the room.
So
disappointed.
Guys, I grew up in Canada.
Ayo.
I
don't
spoke
tell.
English and French and Spanish there. I wish I spoke Hindi. I'm sorry that turns you off yeah. that I don't speak Hindi.
Jim.
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 Arey, Jim. I thought it was Harpreet Kaur. It is Jim. Bloody Jim. You don't speak Hindi either. Banjo. Okay, next. What a banjo, that guy. Ding, 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 ding. I love the banjo.
Lauren is very confused.
Yeah. Next one.
Oh,
it's
no.
Okay.
I just check out sometimes.
Yes, you should learn Hindi.
I would love to.
It will be a turn on for Jim.
I
don't you want to turn Jim on?
Sure.
You should want to turn Jim on.
Sure.
Slim Jim. He's a piece of meat, that guy. Okay. Next one.
Next one. Gosh, these are all the ones negative about Sheena, which I don't like.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I can take
we want
it.
Those.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't like
Lauren,
that.
Don't censor anything.
I censor it.
No, don't
okay,
censor.
I'm not censoring. I'm just...
Go ahead. I'm a big girl. I could take it.
Well, that's what they said. You're a big girl now.
You know the other thing that's really good about, like, being at this phase? If I put on a little weight or if I look a particular way, if, like, my body is changing and that's okay.
Yeah.
And for anybody that's listening that actually takes validation from somebody that is on the internet or in front of them or behind their backs saying anything about their weights, like, you do you. Like, be comfortable in your skin. Am I the same size that I was 5 years ago? Probably not, but I'm fine with the way that I look now. I think I look great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're okay, hotter than ever. To be
carry
honest.
On. Thank
Let's
you so
real,
much.
Guys.
Let's
Except
move
for
on.
The middle part. But yes.
He does not like my middle part.
I love
Even
the
your
middle
old
part.
Middle part doesn't like your middle part. One side is up. You
care.
Have to go to those vacuum people at the mall.
I don't care. I like
no,
my middle
No, one is
part.
Up.
I am sticking to the middle part.
Can we
guys.
Get her that the treatment where they come out looking like those Great Dane dogs from no. like the shows?
Oh, like the carrot or the
keratin.
Keratin treatment.
Yeah. No, what is those that. Dogs that look like that? Like they have the middle
know.
Part. You can look like that.
Yeah, I don't want to
this
do
big
that.
White,
I like the way that
one.
My hair looks too, whether
it
you
looks
like
amazing.
It or not. Thank you.
I'm not just trying to hype you up every second. I'm being real.
You are the best yeah. hype girl.
Oh, well,
how come you never tell
it,
me
you're
I don't
awesome.
Look fat?
Because you're a cartoon.
That's true.
Let's
I can
carry
just change my body size on the app.
Okay, a few more. Trid never tells his opinion properly and pushes everything under a joke.
Yeah. I want to just talk about my feelings.
Okay, go ahead.
People want you to, clearly.
I have pain inside. You're laughing.
Sorry.
That's why I can't, because you guys laugh in my face when I tell you about my pain.
No, go on. I'm sorry.
The spleen.
You actually have physical pain?
No, I think it's coming from the emotional pain.
Okay.
It sits in my spleen.
Okay.
It's from hunger.
Oh, what's happening? Is it dinner time?
No, not physical pain. Longing.
Oh.
Hunger.
For?
Safety and connection.
In your life?
Vulnerability and love.
Are you just saying any words that come
compassion
to you?
Compassion and communion.
I'm going to bust through all this. What's your biggest insecurity? Tell us now.
Tell us. We're here to listen.
I need a haircut.
That's your biggest insecurity?
Yeah.
You actually do. You have like two hairs.
I need a haircut.
I couldn't stop staring at this one hair. I asked Sheena. Yeah. I was like, can I just get like it?
There's a hair on my ear.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like that.
No, we can get rid of that.
How do you take that out?
I can
do you just bite it when I'm sleeping?
No.
Do you like it?
No.
You read those books with those furry men, so that's why I haven't been removing it.
He's trying to grow his hair out.
I just wanted to let you know why.
Are you making jokes to cover your insecurity about the hair on your ears?
No, I'm telling you why I grow it.
Oh, okay.
I just want to not lose your affection.
You will not.
To beasts.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm letting it grow out.
You're so committed.
Yeah.
This is what it means, ladies, to be like in a committed hobbit. Relationship. This is the man.
That's why I take off my socks and walk outside bare feet now, like a hobbit. Aren't you reading? You're like hobbits, right? Wait, what do you like now? Why was I digging in the lawn like this?
I don't know what
this is. You said the hobbits. They make like these houses halfway under the ground.
When you touched me with your cold feet two
nights
ago. Yeah,
exactly. I was burrowing. Isn't that what their guy is doing in the book?
He got into bed the other night his feet were like icicles. And I said, get away from me.
I was walking on the street to be more bare, like hobbit.
What were they dirty?
Did I call you a hobbit?
No, I washed them first.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That wouldn't work.
No chance. You're not allowed
to be
anywhere outside.
I don't, but outdoor clothes just, on the bed, absolutely not.
Nope.
She just reads roofing and life insurance books.
I do.
That's what she's into.
I'm a boyfriend trying to do a lot right now.
Yeah.
So we're just
that's
in between
she's
stuff.
Into.
Yeah.
But
people think it's about the muscles and all that. It's not.
What is
but
it about?
The going,
ear, hair.
Being committed to what your lady needs.
Yeah.
And mine needs furry.
Oh my gosh.
But you're not that hairy.
No, I'm working on it. I'm putting lotions and stuff.
Mm.
I got those hair things. My hair is fine, so I'm putting
hair,
it on my ears and on my hands.
That's why he says
so
he has a hair insecurity.
I look like a hobbit for her.
Okay, but
deflecting with comedy.
Because my spleen.
Oh, poor spleen.
The pain is in my spleen.
There isn't. Something's interesting about men and their one insecurity. A lot of insecurity comes from hair.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
But he doesn't have that.
I know you have the opposite
issue. Head of hair.
Height.
That's a big
but
one.
But she's shorter than me.
Do you have an insecurity about your height?
No.
Do you wish you were taller?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you think that when you were younger that you leaned more on your sense of humor because of your height?
I lean more on ladders so I could get somewhere in life. I wanted to reach high. I wanted to be an astronaut.
Like, I have this theory that people that are short, they're funnier.
Yeah.
They have a better sense of humor.
It's true.
If you're my boyfriend, sorry, just turn off now. Don't listen to this because you're really tall. But you're
and really
you're
funny.
Hot, but you're not funny at all.
But it is true. I do wonder that sometimes, right? Yeah.
Does that make people insecure if somebody else makes their significant other laugh more than them?
Yeah.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I can't do that.
Or I can't do that as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that feels like.
Huh.
My brother's funny.
Yeah.
He's not funnier than you.
No, he's funny. I'm just saying I've never been.
You don't feel like, insecure about it.
I don't feel insecure about that.
But he's not funnier
you
than
also
you.
Don't...
He may be just as funny and his sense of humor is very different than yours. Like I feel like
are you unless you want to date your brother,
no,
you're missing the point of my argument.
What's the argument?
What kind of a show are we doing now?
Well, it's because you're the top dog of funny.
You're asking me what's the like insecurities. That's one I'm asking about. Like, I've heard of that, but I don't know that.
But you're not insecure about that. We're talking about your insecurity.
How can I be insecure? I'm the funniest person that you know.
Yes, who, you are.
So that,
it's true. You are. It's true.
But I'm not the tallest person, you know. I'm not the best looking person, you know. I'm not the fittest person, you know.
Okay.
But you don't, I don't think you're drawn by those things as much.
I'm drawn to your humor. I'm drawn to your confidence. I'm drawn to your love for your family. Like, those are the, your height does not change the way that I feel about
you. So maybe if it did, that would be different. I'd have an insecurity, but I don't have the insecurity because you've never made me feel insecure about it. That's what I was trying to say.
Mm, that's fair. Right? But like, your insecurities don't necessarily, like, they shouldn't come from your partner.
For me, that's where they come from.
Really?
What do I care what Joe at the office thinks about how tall I am?
That's fair. But what about, like, insecurities that you were born with or that you got before you and I even got together? Like, there are so many insecurities that nobody's I have that have born, nothing to do with you.
No one's born with insecurities.
Correct. But I'm
they're
just saying
put
in
on
those,
you.
I'm saying in those years before you and I got together,
yeah.
When you were from the age of birth to, and it may not have been birth in one, you know, 1 to 2 years or whatever. It might have been after 5 years old or 8 years old. But until the point where you and I started dating, like there you had a whole life there where you could have built other insecurities. You could have gotten other things.
I'm sure I did. But oh, yeah. Who has time for that now?
I think that that is what feeds some of my
maybe
insecurities.
That's what's in my spleen.
Maybe.
My insecurities.
Maybe. So let's discover them.
I don't have. I don't. Why do I have to discover them if I feel perfectly secure now?
That's fair.
Like, what do you want me to discover?
I just
like,
think that there's
when
always.
When I was 14, I had an insecurity about my inability to pronounce the word Frère Jacques.
But okay. I think that there's always room to learn, to grow, and to clear some of those things.
I'm not negating the value of introspection and therapy, and I'm not trying to minimize that. I think it's very, very important for many people.
Yeah.
I think in the list of things that I'm prioritizing in my life now, it doesn't even make the list because I'm not struggling with anything in my head.
Yeah.
If I were, I would say, yes, this is valuable. Just like if you have acne, you should use acne face wash.
Yeah.
I don't have that. So I don't use acne face wash. But yeah. There is a side of it where it's almost like there's, I don't believe in extremes in anything.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of everyone should be in therapy. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
That might be a hot take for some people. I'm not saying.
I do think that
I'm
you
not
don't
saying,
know this until you, like, until you actually go see a therapist and until you actually just start uncovering. You don't yeah. know how many layers and layers and layers of stuff you've covered.
Right.
To really, and maybe you don't need
right. if I'm
extended
happy
therapy.
With where I am right now.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? It's like you're saying you could discover something better.
Yeah.
Right? If we break this wall, we might discover something better. But if you're very happy in your room, yeah. why are you breaking the walls?
Because
like,
it
what
could
are you
lead
trying
to
do?
Because it could. Like, okay, why do people, they say when you go to, when you're about to get married to somebody, they say that the two of you should go to couples counseling together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should figure out if there are foundational issues that you cannot work through or that there are things that might be conflicting between the two of your personalities right. or whatever. And that's not
people.
To say that's not to say that you go to therapy to like solve you
I
don't
get
have
it,
to
but that's
go
two
to solve
people.
A problem.
You're trying to figure out if your communication style essentially is going to work, whether you have fundamental tenets around religion, children, etc., where you will reach a roadblock at some point. They want to make sure you're talking about it before.
Mm-hmm.
I've had conversations with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know where I am. I'm happy where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to say it's not for me. I'm just saying where I am right now with the amount of time I have mm-hmm. in every given day.
That's not what you want to prioritize.
It's nowhere near. Like there's if I'm sad, if I have a prolonged period of, you know, a situation where I think my joy is being drained.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a tool that's available
yeah.
to try to address that. But I'm not going to go and do something because people say, oh, that's something you should do. You can benefit. We've had this conversation. I am very much of the opinion that everyone's entitled to their opinion to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also not the person that's going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it doesn't matter to me if anyone says to me, you should do this if it doesn't connect with my own logic.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I've always had that. side of my personality. So I don't minimize it. And I don't know how we got down this path. Oh, through insecurities. Mm-hmm. But I'm not looking to solve insecurities that I can't even remember now. Like, mm-hmm. I actually can't remember them. I know when I was younger, I wished I were bigger, right? Any person who's an athlete as a male is, if you're a little bit bigger, you'd be a little bit more, you know, able to compete, etc. I was the smallest hockey player on my team mm-hmm. just about every year. And when you're playing contact hockey, that becomes something that you just can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm sure if I go back to my teen years, if we were talking and I was Jay's age, I would tell you different. I wasn't his size or his height when I was his age. Mm-hmm. But today, I have none of those issues. And I think it's fluid. Mm-hmm. I don't think you hold on to things. I think you can release these things on your own. I rather focus on what I'm doing in terms of trying to create a spiritual space and do all of that to preserve what I have than to try to go and dig up things that I actively can't even think about when I'm perfectly happy.
That's fair, but I also think that there's a world in which people want to clear through that and empty out that part of the vessel that make space. Like, if you want to grow spiritually, a lot of people will say you have to clear out the old stuff until you can fill it with good stuff. Like, there, people go to hypnotherapists and things like that to go, they'll go back in their memory stores for stuff that they don't remember, but they'll be hypnotized to clear that
stuff. Why did they start?
Because they had some insecurities or some traumas. I'm not saying that you, what works for you yeah. is totally fine. It works for you. I'm just saying there's another side of it. And if you're one of the most comfortable people in your skin that I've ever met. You are very, very comfortable in your skin. And that's wonderful.
And I use your skincare.
Yeah.
That's why.
But I'm just saying that there's a different way. There's a different approach as well.
There's a different approach. And there's 8 billion people. There's 8 billion approaches. Yeah. That's my point. I don't think I am entitled to tell people what to do. Yeah. And because I don't tell people what to do, I'm respectful of people's mm-hmm. caring opinions, mm-hmm. but I don't lose sleep if they get upset if I don't follow their guidance.
Yeah.
So back to the insecurities, I don't even know where this started, but back to the insecurities, I'm blessed to not get, my brain is not wired that way to go and look for it. Yeah. If I have it and it's glaring, I'm not even aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of my own physical body,
yeah.
the way people are connected to their bodies.
Yeah.
I'm not aware.
I love digging deep and I like knowing how my body's feeling, how it's reacting to certain things. I like self-growth. I just like that idea of people pointing things out too. And I don't give merit to everything, but if I speak to a professional and they help me, you know, uncover something about myself, why I behave a certain way, why I have certain triggers, I like to learn about those things.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I think it does circle back to, you know, all of these comments, they could cause insecurity, and it's about how you deal with that and what you deal and how dealing with insecurity is different for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
And whether you give these people the platform or give them the space even to hold in you, like the comments that they leave, it's not even worth it.
No, but it's not.
I think just addressing them today, I don't know, I think it's helpful, right?
But that whole thing is a perfect example.
Yeah.
I don't let it in and you do. Right? Like, you're more empathic than I am.
Yeah.
So you read it and you can't help but get impacted by it because that's just your nature.
Yeah.
You're a lot more caring. You will feed off of the environment in terms of if there's joy, if there's sadness.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot harder for me. I can honestly say I read these comments and it is... I can't remember the last time I read a comment that actually made me feel like that I feel bad. I've definitely read comments and I've said to myself, wait, I've said to myself, if you're reading this comment, I should be cognizant of how you might feel. Mm-hmm. But like, you might read this as the truth.
Mm.
So I cannot dismiss it like that long. There was one in there. There's like a paragraph.
Yeah.
I read that thing and I'm like, oh, I should make sure you're okay and you're not thinking what that person is saying is true, even though you know it's not true because you know our relationship. But in that moment, when you're reading it, you're likely to read it and get impacted by it. And then it sort of will have an impact on you. For me, that's where I have to go and read and say, oh, okay, what are they actually seeing or feeling? And was I doing that? Mm-hmm. I'll give it that level of credibility. But the whole, you know, it won't bring me down. Mm-hmm. But the 99% positive comments, sadly, don't bring me up. Mm. Like, actually, we're ending. Mm-hmm. And I brought my laptop for this reason. Oh. Almost forgot. I put in to, you know, in terms of trying to look at what these comments are, I put in to Claude this prompt. Can you go to YouTube and scour the comments on the Sheena Interrupted podcast and find some really mean things people have said about Sheena in particular? Because I thought I had to find those, right, for this episode. I genuinely cannot find mean comments about Sheena. Here's what I found instead. An almost overwhelmingly warm, supportive community. Across hundreds of top comments, people are consistently praising her empathy, her voice, her parenting, and her relationship. The closest thing to criticism I can find were genuinely mild, a couple of people siding with Trid over Sheena in a fight episode. How do you expect a man to read your mind? And even that was as gentle as one can find.
So we have a really cool community.
AI scoured your entire platform and failed. So see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
You guys are awesome.